This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings offense continued to struggle even with new quarterback Max Brosmer as the Purple lost in Seattle yesterday 26-0. Brosmer says the game was coming at him fast, which actually caused him to speed up his reads.
I feel like I was maybe half a click fast to the reads, and you know, I feel like that's feeling the flow of the game, feeling the flow of the pocket, feeling the flow of conceptually what's happening down the field. I got to a couple routes too quickly today, and we could have had some bigger hits on those completions, but you know, throwing the ball, you know, half a second too early sometimes.
Brosmer was 19 for 30 for 126 yards. He had four interceptions. Here's head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Max was, you know, honestly maybe processing too quickly. There were some moments there where he was getting back to some things where we had some explosive chances for either Jordan on a backside in cut, catch and run, or even on some of the third downs where, you know, he just a little sped up like a normal young player can be in his first start.
Star receiver Justin Jefferson had just two catches for 4 yards. He declined to speak to reporters after the game. Minnesota's now 4-8. The Timberwolves used a strong fourth quarter to beat the Spurs last night in Minneapolis, 125-112. Minnesota head coach Chris Finch says defense fueled the big quarter in which they outscored San Antonio 36-19.
You know, they weren't able to kind of manipulate the matchups as they wanted it that way. And then, you know, offensively, we found great rhythm. We really did. A ton of wide open looks, moving the ball. Julius was phenomenal as a playmaker, and everybody made the next play the right play.
Julius Randle had 22 points and 12 assists and a double-double. Anthony Edwards led the way with 32. Minnesota's at New Orleans tomorrow night. The St. Thomas women's basketball team beat UW Stout yesterday. That final 77-40. And the Gopher women's basketball team is back in action tonight. They entertain Samford at Williams Arena. The tip time, 7 o'clock. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.